Welcome to bourbonblog.com. Today I'm speaking with Paul Abercrombie, who has written the first organic cocktail book called Organic Shaken and Stirred, Hip Highballs, Modern Martinis, and Other Totally Green Cocktails. Welcome, Paul.
Thanks very much, Tom.
That's kind of a, you know, it's all sounding really good. That's a really long name for a title. What's this book about?
It's pretty simple. Organic cocktails. Cocktails made with organic ingredients.
So now, you said you were having a Manhattan?
Yes.
Is it an organic Manhattan?
Until they can actually produce the bourbon with a certified organic version of bourbon, no. Technically, no. I mean, I know that, you know, some people are kind of tinkering around with it. I mean, you know, have you heard of Bainbridge? It's Bainbridge Distilleries, I guess, out in Bainbridge Island, off of the coast of Seattle.
I think I've heard of Bainbridge. They make a bourbon?
They're actually just cranking up. They're starting a whole bunch of stuff. They're making various spirits, but one of them is going to be a bourbon. It, you know, of course, it's not ready yet.
I know that there's one called Old Whiskey River, and that's actually supported by Willie Nelson, and it has, apparently he uses some of the byproducts to fuel his tour bus with it.
I think he smokes it, actually.
You do a lot of things. You do PR, you do cocktails.
Oh, wow. Maybe, you know, there must be some sort of connection between PR and spirits. I mean, people who do it are driven, apparently, to drink. I don't know. Well, I used to be a newspaper reporter, and that's sort of typical segue. About 10 years ago, I flaked out and decided to start a PR company. But I've always been kind of a wine cocktail nerd, and that's how I kind of, you know, started dabbling in that. And I wound up still doing a little bit of travel and food writing on the side, and so I always kind of kept that up. It was always sort of the fun stuff.
What actually gave you the idea to do a book about the organic end of it?
Well, you know, I started getting kind of into organic foods and such, and I, you know, started to do some sort of composting and just generally kind of geeking out on some stuff. And I was writing some stuff for Wine Enthusiast magazine, and I'd run into some bartenders, mixologist types, who were sort of tinkering around with organic ingredients, including organic spirits, some years ago, and like, few years ago, and so I did a piece for Wine Enthusiast, and then I thought it might make a good book, so I pestered my agent about it, and she encouraged me, and that's how it started.
Well, tell me, what do you do with bourbon? I read something about a red pepper julep?
Oh, maybe roasted red pepper julep?
Yeah, what's in that?
It's got a puree, which you've got to, like, kind of, you know, you got to be willing to kind of noodle around. Admittedly, some of the recipes in the book are those you've got to be willing to kind of play with a little bit.
Right.
I'd say about like half of them are pretty easy, and then maybe, you know, another fourth are a little harder, and then there's a fourth of them that you've got to be like willing to just geek out to actually make. And this is actually maybe kind of one of them. You know, it's not a difficult recipe, but you've got to like play around with some stuff. You got to play around with the roasted red pepper puree. You got to make that. The good thing about this is that it gives you an excuse to completely indulge your pyromaniac side. Because you get to put it on a, you know, basically you can, if you want to, you can just basically put it on a broiler and do it that way, which is essentially what I said in the book. But you can also, if you really wanted to, kind of roast it on top of a stovetop.
Wow.
It's got bourbon, it's got mint, it's got, you know, some simple syrup, a little bit of sparkling water. It's kind of a curious sort of hybrid of drinks.
Tell me about some of the other recipes that have bourbon in them.
American Beauty, that one's got some bourbon in it. That one's got like a lot of berries in it. I mean, it's basically organic, you know, blackberries, raspberries, blueberries, some brown sugar, simple syrup. You can use rye if you want to, but go with bourbon, and a little organic orange juice. Actually, there's a ton of drinks in here. There's, I think, some of the cherry snaps are pretty good. It's basically kind of a punch. It's ginger snaps.
Okay.
750 milliliter bottle of Maker's Mark. Maybe 6 cups of organic black cherries, you stemmed and pitted, and about 4 ounces of ginger-infused organic simple syrup. And you just basically just combine them all, refrigerate them overnight, and when you're ready to rock and roll, you ladle them up over rocks-filled glasses, throw a couple cherries in there or something just for garnish. That's called a cherry snaps.
Cherry snaps. But I like organic foods, but some people listening might be saying, you know, why make organic cocktails?
The funny thing about organic cocktails, it's kind of a, you know, some people say like, oh, well, what, you can't tell the difference with spirits, can you? But a lot of it comes down to, well, it's two things. One, the production of it originally how you produce the grains, fruits, whatever you're going to make your spirits out of, if you make them in a way that is sort of respectful to the earth, is good for the dirt, you know, and also happens to be tasty, I mean, that's a lot of it. Then you add other ingredients like the fruits and vegetables, that's where you can really taste it, that are organic. It makes for, you know, a tasty drink.
What makes a distillery or a spirit actually organic?
Sure. Well, I mean, the first part of it would be that the ingredients the hooch is going to be made out of have to be without any kind of pesticides, synthetic, that is, synthetic pesticides or fertilizers. And then there's a certain kind of litany of other sort of steps. It's admittedly a bit of a pain, but to do it, you know, you wind up producing a certified organic spirit. And the people who tend to get into this are so geeked out about the ingredients and the quality of it that you tend to have a good product.
What are some spirits that you really have your eyes on? Some of the ones that, you know, producers of organic spirits that you've been watching that you're really impressed with?
I think cachaça, the sort of, you know, the Brazilian sort of rum is going to, I think, probably get a lot more popular. And I think Pisco may as well. But I think cachaça is probably going to be one of the more popular ones, and probably some gins, too. The popularity of organic spirits tends to kind of hew to the same popularity of spirits in general. I mean, there's a sort of way, you know, admittedly a bit too much sort of vodka out there, I think. There's a lot of organic vodka. I think some of the rums will probably really kick in. And once, you know, of course, there's places like the Bainbridge Distillery out off of the coast of Seattle really get going. I think that they'll be making some great bourbon. And, you know, there are actually some organic whiskeys out there, too. Probably about a half dozen of them that are popping up, over in Scotland. And they're, you know, people are just, they're just getting into them. And some of them are incredibly small and impossible to get in the States. But, you know, if you've got some friends over there, you might be able to entice them to ship you some.
You must get some great response off this book, especially from the community of organic foodies, people that really are all about the organic movement. What has been the feedback like, and where has this book and this niche taken you?
I'm really surprised at how many people, even from just comments on Amazon. I mean, I'm kind of flabbergasted that so many people have posted reviews and stuff, and many of them, you know, remarkably flattering. I almost feel sort of embarrassed and amazed that people would write 500 to 1,000 words on something like that. Wow. You know, other, you know, magazines will ask me to write for them and stuff occasionally, actually, it mostly seems that friends and acquaintances ask me to bartend their parties. I think that's really what's happening. Now it's turned into a I cannot say no to guest bartending anywhere.
Wow, so you write for the Washington Post, Wine Enthusiast, and you write for some really big publications here.
Well, I don't, you know, I write different stuff. I mean, some of it's just sort of travel-related stuff, some of it's, you know, the other sort of larky stuff. Yeah, it's a weird sort of Frankensteinian sort of gig I have. I'm kind of like half black, half hack, and it seems to work. It's actually pretty cool. It works out.
How long did the book take you to put together, and did you get the recipes from a variety of people, or how did that all come together?
Probably took a couple of years, just because the whole publishing industry is a fairly creaky sort of machine. And from the time I sort of sold the project to when it was published, it was almost 2 years. Most of those 2 years were spent very productively making and seeking out drinks, mooching them from all corners of the earth. Made up a lot of drinks in my house, and my neighbors are beneficiaries of this. Friends, I mean, the thing is now that I've got so much booze in my house, and I've made so many of these kind of drinks, and made them so many drinks for friends that I've got a speakeasy here, pretty much. If you really want a drink, come into my house and just ask for anything, and I could probably pull it off.
Where do you live again? Florida?
In Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. Okay, next time I'm in Tampa, I'm going to remember this.
Yes, it's really preposterous. You could pretty much just show up and say, I want a whatever, and chances are I could probably make it for you. Much to my wife's torment.
Organic shaken and stirred, hip highballs, modern martinis, and other totally green cocktails. What's your goal with this book? I mean, where do you want it to take you, and where do you want it to take the organic cocktail movement?
I really haven't thought it out like that. I love for people to sort of get into, because it seems to me that sort of, you know, organic cocktails for me have been sort of the last bastion of the kitchen and table that have not gone organic. Some of the inspiration for this really was that you would go to a restaurant, you know, and you'd see people serving these wonderful meals of organic fruits, vegetables, and meats, and then they would start the whole meal with a cocktail that was made out of ingredients that were really so artificial they were not even the color of anything you'd seen in nature. I just could not understand the disconnect, that you would start with something so god-awful and then segue into something so sublime. That was a lot of it. And you know, I was kind of glad to see that finally the sort of organic movement had kind of, you know, jumped from the kitchen into the bar. Some of it is also that I'm kind of hoping that, and this is kind of backwards, I guess, but I'm hoping that people who are really into organics and will sort of find it that way will kind of get into the whole, I find it as a kind of a gateway into learning more about just cocktails in general and kind of exploring what they can make with spirits and then behind the bar, because it's been it's kind of a neglected sort of culinary experience for so long. In general, yeah, I would hope that people would kind of realize that, you know, they should care as much about what's in their glass as what's on their plate.
So here's a question. It's for you to choose how to answer it.
Okay.
Maybe the most crazy organic cocktail experiment that either went bad or good as you were writing the book.
Good Lord. You know, the ones that were just, there were a few that were just, I can't say anything that was just sort of horrifying. There were certainly some clunkers. There were some clunkers. Actually, some of the clunkers were my own fault. The ones that I thought I would sort of wing and try, and they were just ones that everyone politely took a sip and then looked sort of greenish. but the ones that actually worked, some of the ones that I thought I would just would be horrifying, include ones made with like, you know, organic snap peas. I really thought that was going to be horrifying. But actually, it worked. It was actually pretty good. And in fact, that's one of my favorites. I was really surprised it has snap peas and ground pepper on the top. It was completely bizarro. It sounds like, you know, it sounds like a soup or something, but it actually worked out quite well.
As I'm meeting mixologists like yourself, Paul, there's so many, you know, black pepper or lavender. In fact, Woodford Reserve just hosted a Manhattan competition with Esquire magazine. And the types of Manhattans people came up with and what they put in there, I would have never thought of for a Manhattan, but it's incredible what does work sometimes.
Yeah, that's also one of the things that's funny about recipes in general. People are so hidebound to this stuff. They're so terrified to depart from the recipes. A recipe is just really just a starting point. I mean, it's not written in stone. You can do whatever you want to. If you like something a little sweeter, well, sweeten it up. If you like something a little, you know, sour, you do that. It's really not that orthodox. You can do whatever you want to.
A recipe is just a starting point. I like that.
It's just a drink. I mean, for God's sake, this is just a cocktail. Make it taste good. If you like it like you like it, then drink it.
I guess it would be silly to ask you, do you have a favorite one or one that really catches people by surprise when you tell them about this organic cocktail?
Trying to think. There's a couple recipes that people think are really deranged. There's one made with beets and one made with carrots that seem horrifyingly soup-like, but they're actually quite wonderful.
More and more of articles that I'm reading and people that I'm talking to are saying, you know, when you're mixing, think like a chef. You know, think with the same sort of mind a chef thinks with.
Right. It's all about trying to balance out the flavors. It's constantly trying to figure out, like, all right, what would play off each other well? And don't be afraid to mess up. For every one cocktail you tinker with and make that's just wonderful, you've kind of made on your own, you're going to have at least 10 that are just absolutely unbelievably horrible.
It seems like there's a real resurgence of the cocktail culture, and now we're seeing cocktails that pre-prohibition, like the Villa Carré and some of these others that were very popular, coming back. As cocktails and the cocktail culture is making its comeback, I mean, What do you think is giving people the interest in being experimental, in being part of this this cocktail culture?
Yeah, I think some of it is sort of the whole renaissance of cocktail culture. And I think some of it is also this kind of weird fusion of that and back to the earth culinary kind of movement. And the weird thing is that they're not that far off in some ways. I mean, granted, you know, there are lots of things about the pre-prohibition kind of cocktail kind of world, the sort of whole sort of Gilded Age kind of stuff. There was an emphasis on fresh ingredients and the best ingredients. And I think that's sort of what was expressed in a lot of what's going on now with sort of organics in general and also just farmers markets and everything else. And I think that people are kind of realizing that you can make some great stuff from it. And it's really an interesting nexus of all of these elements.
Well, the question is, will we be seeing a snap pea flavored vodka on the shelf anytime soon, pre-bottled?
If somebody can get a celeb to probably to promote it, yes. I don't know. Snap pea vodka, unlikely, but totally, but certainly possible.
Well, I love the name for the book. By the way, I think it's Hip Highballs, Modern Martinis, and other totally green cocktails.
It's a bit much, isn't it?
It makes me want to go out and buy it. Where can people find this book?
You should be able to get it in pretty much most any bookstore now. You know, Borders, Barnes & Noble, local bookstores, and also on Amazon.
Well, Paul, thanks so much for joining me and talking with me about all these organic cocktails. And we really are going to have to make sure somebody at some point makes an organic bourbon.
Yes, this is absolutely the most important thing to the planet.
Well, maybe you and I should be the ones that invest in a organic bourbon distillery. Come up to Kentucky, and we could be the first.
I know. I think this would be a calling that my wife would question, but would certainly be a good idea, I think.
Thank you so much, Paul. I can't wait to see some of these cocktails, and I'm going to go try one too. Makes me want to go try one right now.
Please, please, please don't not have a cocktail tonight. That'd be bad for you.
Hey, thanks, Paul. We'll chat with you very soon. Thank you so much
for
your time.
All right, thanks, Tom. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.